on Lamed Hamed Aleph, about 10 lines in the bottom, two dots, the whole Mitzvah voice system. Shukta Gemara, Manani Mili. Again, Lamed Hamed Aleph, about 10 lines in the bottom. There's two dots. Chol mitzvah loisesem. Any mitzvah loisesem. Women are chayiv, except for three: cutting off peis, shaving a beard with a razor, and being metamel lemesim. Those three, they are not chayivin. Trek the gemara manani mili. How do I know that women are chayiv in all loisesses? And again, I spoke out yesterday the kasha of the meforshim. Here the gemara approaches it with a svara that they shouldn't be chayiv. And we have to find the reason they are chayiv. And a blot and a half ago, we approached it that a woman should be chayiv in mitzvah aseh shas man grandma. How do I know they're not chayiv? Well, make up your mind. What is the svara chitzayna? Svara chitzayna is, what would you have said without any psukim? Neither way. Would you say women are chayiv? Would you say women are butter? If you would say women are chayiv, so don't ask me how do I know women are chayiv. But if you say women are butter, so don't ask over there how do I know women are butter. So the answer is, this is the beginning. We would assume everybody is putter. Came along the Torah and said women are chayiv. Once the Torah included women to be chayiv, so how do I know to absolve anything? That's how it works. That the Gemara Manani immediately to Amar of Yud Amar Rav, the Chayin Tana the Be'er Bishmol. Amar Kwa, Isha Isha Miyakiyasu Mikol Chata Sa'adam. This is talking about the obligation to bring a korban. And the Torah says, Ish a Isha. Hish v'akasim Isha l'ish, l'chol oinchim shebetayra. The Torah is saying, when it comes to any form of punishment or kapara, because it's talking about lavin, which b'mezid gets malchus, or karis, and b'shagig has a korban. And the Torah said, Ish a Isha. Rashi? No Rashi. Is there Rashi? Yes. Rashi, l'chol anshim. The lav and anshim malkusay. It's not talking about carbon in that pasuk. It's my mistake. It's talking about v'zvado, the chiyav vidui. And it says if they do any sin, that means the Torah said men and women are equal when it comes to sin. That's my mistake. I said it's talking about carbon. It's a mistake. It's not talking about carbon. It's talking about doing sins. And it says man or woman that does any sin. The Bay Rabbi Yazir Tam Amakra, Ashitasim Lufnehem. Eila Mishpatam Ashitasim Lufnehem, plural, is telling me man and woman. Hishrakatim Ishil Ishnachol Dinim Shabbataira. That's saying when it comes to monetary cases, men and women are equal. Because it's talking about mishpatim. Mishpatim are monetary cases. The Torah writes it in plural to include women. So far we have two psukim. One includes them in transgressing chait and needing a kapara. And one includes them in monetary cases. Third Vasik, Mecheski Tani, Amakra, the Hamas Isha Isha, talking about when a shor kills either a man or a woman, it says that they have to pay kaifer, the owner has to pay kaifer. Hishra Kasim Isha Ish, the whole Misa Shibataira, that regardless of who kills them, there's no difference between killing a man and killing a woman. So we have three psukim. One to include him into Anshim, meaning in transgressing sins, one's including them in monetary cases, and one's including them that if they get killed, there's no difference in killing a man or killing a woman. That's what the three drushes, and the Gemara is going to explain why do I need three drushes. But let's catch up with Rashi. Anchen, meaning any that they're responsible for any punishment of transgressing any iser.
I mean, like, does that have to do with
Malkus
or anything?
Well, again, that's part of transgressing an Isser.
That's what the punishment is. It's like the same one. It's like
again. The point of your question.
The point of the question is that This would be the same thing if the way Rashi learns it in Onshin Malchus, it's the same thing would be like Misos.
Yeah, same thing.
So it's not, the first one is not, if it's like Rashi says Malchus, it should be Nichlal in the third one.
No. Again, my mistake. I didn't explain it well enough.
You did, Rabbi. You did. I didn't understand it well.
Well, either way, Misa doesn't mean when they transgress a Chayiv Misa. Misa means when they are a victim of being killed.
How is that?
The Torah there is talking about when a shor gores a man or woman that the owner has to pay kaifer. So we learn out that it makes no difference whether a person is hurts a man or a woman. Were they the victim, not whether they're the perpetrator.
I guess the Gemara will explain how that possibly be used, because there's nothing to do with ancient.
Again, we have three different sukkim, talk about three different things. One has nothing to, never the twain shall meet. There are three different things. One's talking about Chiyubim Beit Adam Lamakim, of Michal Shabbos, and eating treif, and eating nevela, and chaylev, and all of the... One's talking about monetary obligations from man to fellow man. Okay. And one's talking about when they are a victim of something, the Torah treats them equally. Not when they do anything. The third pasuk has nothing to do with a woman doing anything. It's if something is done to her, it's the same as if it was done to a man.
I mean, Chizki is not coming to explain how we know there is.
No, again, there's three different psukim. Three different Amaroim brought three different sukkim brises with three different sukkim for different things.
Okay. Our goal is to find out how do we know that.
Again, we haven't finished yet. Do you know what I mean? Okay. I don't like to repeat what I've told you a long time ago. Anar Weissman Ishkin Halba Arbat.
I misunderstood. I thought this was like three responses about the good and
the what?
About these
no, it's not. That's why we're in the middle of talking. And the Gemara is going to say, you tweaky, I need all three. Let's just catch up with Rashi. Zuk Rashi. The main rebel of the time, we love the Frushim Asnitzim Aisilah. Rashi says exactly what you just said, Baruch Masha. We're not coming to explain the Mishnah. Ella, I did, I seen an ancient. Since we brought the pasuk that talked about ancient, my sinam, I got mechis, rabbi, dina, mama, no, misa, lama, sayad, and a hargum. You're right. We only needed the first pasuk for our means, for our things. Once the verse brought one, it brought the other two to explain it. Zokta Rashi l'chom misus, she is chayev ahargan aleim, misa v'chein hashar kaifer. So that's the Gemara Tzvichi. And the Torah had to tell me all three. And again, as Baruch Moshe pointed out, all we needed for our Gemara is the first one. The rest is once you're talking about women's obligations, we get involved in all three. And the question is, why all three necessary? Why wouldn't I figure out the nimamanas from the fact that they're chayiv and nevela? And why wouldn't I figure out that if a shark kills them from the fact that they're involved in the nimamanas? The Torah wants her to get kapara. So when she does it, the Torah wants her to get kapara. Avol dinim, but the halachas of interactions with fellow men about chayev and pater, aimed of ish by masa matan and ishalai. Women are rarely involved in commerce. And since they're rarely involved in commerce, maybe the Torah didn't write monetary halachas for a woman. Maybe the Torah didn't include her because it's almost never negeya. Biashmin and ha, mashin dechayusihui. She has to be able to make a living. If she's not going to be chayev and dine mamalas, nobody's going to go next to her. Nobody's going to want to do any business with her. She's not obligated to monetary halachas. So obviously the Torah wants to obligate her so she can live. I will kaif her, but if somebody kills her, if a shor kills her, I would say, Eime ish de bar mitzvah et ishalai. Killing a woman is not as bad as killing a man, because she doesn't have as many mitzvahs. So maybe there the Torah is not as strict on the owner of the shor as it would be by the man. B'yashmin and ha, b'shem nekeb and neshama. The other way is, if it would say this, I would say, the ma'isa, she was a victim, she was killed. Chas rachman Allah. Ha'vahanach tardi loy, eim eloy, tzricha. So I need all three. Each one adds a different facet. One says, her relationship with Rabbeinu Shleilim and Bein Adam LaMakom is the same as man's. One says her relationship with fellow man in Halacha is the same as man's for a different reason. She has to be able to live. And one says her being a victim by her, even though she has less mitzvahs, is not treated any differently than a man. Three different parts, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the whole mitzvah, she's chayav hargel and mitzvah gein asher kaifer. Hakamaisa, the mishtori b'kar mishvus ha'b'kar in the gezel ha'ger b'perik nasay. The first basic is talking about carbon. Chayusahi, the e'i lasa b'chal dinam ein lo chayim. If she's not included in monetary halacha, she won't be able to live. Hakol kais l'naisa, everybody would steal from her because ella says acherim. Hakol b'delim emenu, and everybody would say, you can't do business with women. They don't have the same rules when it comes to paying. I have a kaifer vehemis isa ishta the mishtoi gabi kaifer the shor amu a charak is an adam. That's talking about a shor amu that killed a person. I would say she doesn't have as many mitzvahs. Right? But she ain't kain. The other way I would say ik ibu nishama b'shem haki chayv rachman l'sham kaifer. The mice says somebody's dying. Okay. So that's how I know women are chayv in all those senses. Now, we move on. Chutz mi bal takiv, u'bal tashchis, u'bal tatama l'meisim. A woman is absolved from three separate lavim. Now we have to find the source. How do we know they're not chayiv in that? Zok di gemar. Bishloim u'bal tatama l'meisim. Nechsev emelar kahanim b'nei aron v'loi b'nei saron. Rashi brings this a chumash. The Torah says, say to the kahanim b'nei aron, l'nefesh lo yitama b'amav. Said b'nei aron. Extra words. Said emelar kahanim. Why did it have to say B'nai Aaron? To tell me, B'nai Aaron, B'loi B'nai Aaron. Right? So therefore, I know women have no Isser to be Matame. There is a machloikas, you know, there is an obligation on every man, woman, every man, every Jewish man, regardless, guy and lady and so, to be Matame to their relatives. It's a mitzvah. Does a woman have that mitzvah? It's a machloikas Rishayim. Meaning, she's allowed to be metame. She has no iser if she's a kahanis. But does a woman b'chlal have that mitzvah being metame l'meisim as a shayla? That makes no difference here. I just mentioned it there, Laga. But a woman is not usher. She's a bas kayin. She has no restrictions as far as her ability to be metame l'meisim. And she might even have a mitzvah. The question is, how do I know a woman can cut up her payas? And how do I know she has no iser of cutting her beard with a razor? She has no restrictions of kahanim. Even if she's a bat kohen also, correct. Dechsev, le'sakivu pas reishchem. So let's get this straight. We're going to give the Gemara a chance here. The Gemara is saying the Torah juxtaposes the issur of cutting payas and the issur of destroying a beard with a razor. Right? The haninashi hayu b'lo isnu b'ashchasa. And women are not in the issur of cutting their beard with a razor. We don't know yet why. Since they're not in that issur, lesnu b'akafa. So it's the juxtaposition of the pasuk that tells us that compare the issur of cutting payas to the issur of shaving with a razor. So the one thing we have to establish, which we haven't yet, is that women have no issur of shaving their own beard with a razor. But once that is established, then the juxtaposition of the psukim is a hekish to tell me that just like they have no issur of baltashchus, I'm calling it baltashchus, not the baltashchus of wasting food, but the baltashchus of cutting off beard, they have no Isra Baltakif, which means cutting off the payas. So the source of payas is beard. We still haven't gotten to the source of beard, but the source of payas is beard. Frak the Gemara, b'melalad l'yisla b'ashchasa. How do I know they're not included in the Isra of cutting a beard off? So the Gemara says, e'bayasei m'svarad l'yisla zaken. Either it's logical, because by and large they have no beards, so it makes sense that the Torah did not ask them to cut their beard with a razor if they have one, because it's very, very rare. Okay, we'll get to the second chariot in a second. Let me just catch up, Dr. Schwab, yes?
No, that's exactly what I was about to ask.
Okay. Notice the switch from plural to singular. Singular. Why did the Torah do this? Why didn't the Torah stick the plural straight through? Tell me, there's a change. Like it said, pas roishchem. That change is to tell me your beard excluding somebody. Who are we excluding? A woman. So there's two answers. One is logical. The Torah wouldn't write a law on something that happened so infrequently. Again, it's based on an assumption. Somebody can say maybe he did. I have no idea. The Gemara is saying it wouldn't. The second one is saying it's a pasuk. The Torah switched from plural to singular to teach me something. It means obviously we will exclude somebody. Reichshreb is inclusive. The Kenecha is exclusive. Right? So he says the Kenecha is to tell me not a woman's beard. But once we have that, the Hekish says they're not chayav and payas either.
What do you mean a woman's beard? What does that mean?
If a woman has a beard.
Come on, Rebbe. Come on.
Oh, come on, today, that's not it. She takes male hormones. You know, all kinds of different things. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is not talking about, go ahead, right? But in today's sugar world, women grow beards. They're not women anymore in their minds. They decided to classify themselves as a man.
As a woman gets older and postmenopausal, it is not unusual for the estrogen to switch over to testosterone. And you can see women who do have beards. It's going to have growth. It is rare, and we generally do not
right.
But you can see a pretty full beard.
You can also see
androgenic balding as well.
Okay. Yes, what's your problem?
This is
where the
lot
is.
Again. I want to ask about the...
I'm trying to figure out what you're asking.
It's not allowed for her to take off the payas, but to be outslave silbash, she shouldn't be allowed to do that, to look like a man.
Again.
Why does she have that law?
What, taking off her payas?
Yeah.
Because the Torah never gave her the law. You decided.
There's another law.
You decided that she looks like a man if she takes off her payas. I don't know, but men have payas.
Okay.
It's the exact opposite.
Okay, so.
She's taking off her pants. She doesn't look like a man. A man has pants.
She would leave the pants and cut everything else off. Would that be a problem with Lysol Bush?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Yishayla. But that's not what the Gemara is talking about. We're trying to figure out how we know she doesn't have a lot to take off pants. Now, it is interesting, I want to point it out, that even though we're learning it out from the fact that the Torah switched to singular, but we go back to Sakifu where the Torah is plural, and we still exclude a woman.
I think that would be inclusive.
You would say, that's what I'm saying. The Torah is not, meaning, Reishchem doesn't mean necessarily men and women. It's talking to Klal Yisrael as plural. The switch tells me exclude somebody. Once we exclude it by Zekanecha, we say the Hekish to the other one.
Is there any, other than exertion costs, is there any reason why we go pays?
No. There's no reason. I mean, that way. You know, every mitzvah has a reason. It doesn't mean I know him. But every mitzvah has a reason. But the Torah did not say the reason. I'm sure the chinuch probably says a reason. The Sefer HaChinuch gives a reason for all mitzvahs. So I'm sure he gives a reason for this one also. That doesn't mean, by the way, that the chinuch is saying this is the only reason. He's saying a reason. I don't know what it is. I never looked it up. So I don't know what the chinuch says about this. I'm sure he says a reason. Rashi explains what is Hakav Sarash. Hamashvitz Do'ov Lachayre Aznoy Lepadachtoim. Cutting off payas means he has a straight line from the back of his ear to his forehead. That is cutting off payas. To cut a straight line from the back of his ear straight across to his forehead. Right. That is cutting off payas. Shachari has naim chalokim heim. There's no hair in the back of your ear. At samach legeva until gets higher up. But zoyim makim sarheim. However, right in front of your ear does grow hair. And kulam, they all have hair. But mashchis sar hatzdoyim. If somebody makes a circle, meaning he equalizes, he goes straight across from the back of his ear to the front. Somebody decides to make a circle from the back of his ear to his forehead, straight around. He hakafa. That's why it's called hakafa. Like the word we do hakafas means going around. The sakivu pasreishcha means do not make a circle. Have the payas extend beyond your ear. Now, how far down? We're not getting involved in Hilchos Peyos now. B'loy zaken ishtecha, afilu halasa zaken b'shchisa. So Rashi says, even if she had a beard, she's not over if she destroys it. Yes. Right. It's an interesting chazanish. At least I found it interesting. They ask Akasha, the Rambam paskins, that an Eved Knani is chayiv in the love of Ashchasa zaken. He is chayiv in the love of shaving with a razor. He's chayiv in all mitzvahs, except he's chayiv in Shabbos and Trev. He's chayiv in that also. So they ask, the way we learn now that an Eved Knani is chayiv in mitzvahs are only ones that women are chayiv in. And since a woman is not ushered to shave her beard with a razor, why should an Eved Knani have the iser? That's the kasha of the Rambam. The Rambam says an Eved Knani is mitzvah in Hashchasa Zaken. And the question is, we learn not Eved Knani from a woman. Whatever a woman's not chayvin, and Eved Knani is not chayvin. How can he be chayvin this? Dr. Chazaydeh, yes. It's not a chayvin the Eved Knani, it's a chayvin the master.
Because
Yuli Beisek. Yeah. So, the Chazaydeh answers, interesting cop, I didn't think. He says, it's not shot a woman is not chayvin as chas hazakim. The Torah is revealing to me that her beard is not called a beard. A woman's beard is not a beard. So therefore, it's not a beard, so it can't be in the Yisra of Ashkas HaZakim. Not because she has no love of Ashkas HaZakim. She doesn't have a beard to be Mashkas. That's what the Torah is revealing to me. That doesn't have a walk of beard. I thought it was a cop. But again,
the whole time Rabbi is saying she does have a beard.
She has a physical beard, but it's not a halachic beard.
Is that what he's chayav?
Therefore, an Eved Knani is chayav because a woman is not puffed from that love.
And she had a beard, a real beard.
A real beard, she would have been chayav. It's not called a beard. Again, it's I don't know. But the kasha, I just wanted to speak at the kasha, and the chazon ish is chayav, you know, take it, I mean, it doesn't matter. Bite. Let's give my bite.
So if a
Baal
doesn't give a
Brit Mila
to his Eved?
He's over Nisser.
He's over Nisser, the Eved Knani from the...
That's a difference, that's a side, yeah, 100%.
And he's not, and it's not an onus to him?
To who?
To the Eved who's not mole.
I mean, it's a fact. It's not an einish.
So he doesn't have to give his own.
He of Mila is on the Ad, not on the Eved.
Like, much little Ben, it's on.
And he becomes putter from eating a Chorm Pesach?
He can't.
Does that make him putter?
Chayra. And even if not, I'm not sure. But even if not, it's not a chiyuv him to mila, it's a chiyuv of Pesach.
Right.
Seems it doesn't step in by an Eved, does it? Like they do, like they would by a Pesach.
No, it doesn't say that. I don't know. I don't remember. It's a Rambam. In fact, it's a Rambam beginning of Smila. I don't want to say it without looking it up.
So yesterday, Rabbi beautifully asked, how about someone asked what Rabbi said was that if a lady would cut off a man's beard.
Right, Menachem asked that yesterday.
Menachem asked
that? Yeah. Yes.
The question to you is that,
I said it's a Tyson's another that discusses it.
I mean, you look at, shouldn't have it, so Rabbi just said now that to her there's no such thing as a halakha beard.
The kasha wasn't on a beard. The kasha was on payas. If she cuts off somebody else's payas, I think that's what Menachem asked.
I'm sorry.
See, because there's a halakha by payas. Again, going off a little bit on a tangent, is that the person's not allowed to let his payas get cut off either. Leitakifu, we learn that Echad HaMakif v'Echad HaNikif, that the Isser goes on the person who does the act and on the person who allows the act to be done. So the question is, a woman who's allowed to do the act, how about the other person who's not allowed to have it done? Is that only from a person, from a man, or even from a woman? Same issue. So Taisus and Nazir, a long Taisus and Nazir, and I don't remember all the details. Yes?
But a woman can go past too.
There's Pesach Reish, and there's Hashkasis HaZaken.
Okay, so the woman does not have that, the Zaken.
She doesn't have the Isra Pes either.
So, and Eved Ivri?
Eved Ivri is.
Not
Eved,
Eved Tani.
Yes.
Does not hire for having Pesach, or he is?
I don't remember by Pesach, by beard, it says clearly he's not allowed to shave with the razor. Even though a woman is allowed to.
Right.
That's the Kasha in the Rambam. If the source of Eved Kanani is a woman, how can he be stricter? That was the Kasha.
So they go hand in hand, those two. The pears and the beard.
I said I don't know about the pears. Didn't answer that. Zag the Gemara Vayter. Frank the Gemara Veloy, is that a fact? That a woman is not chayev on her beard? But Tanya, we learned not that way. Now, the kasha is not on the Gemara, the kasha is more on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said a woman is not chayev to stira. The Mishnah said a woman is not chayev in bal tashchus of the beard. And here's a price that it says, V'tanya, can isha v'hasaris, elaseir, a beard of a woman, or a person who's a saris, usually, beard, because a saris means he can't have children, usually racks hormone that produces hair in his beard, they're considered beards. That means the bride is saying a woman's beard is a beard. My lav lashchasa. Doesn't that mean that she has the lava of lishashchas as pasta kanecha? So it's not a kasha in our Gemara. It's a kasha. It's a stira to the Mishnah. The Gemara gave the reason of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah said a woman's not chayiv. That bride says a woman's beard is a beard. Zoktam Rabaya. So Abaya says no. You can't say that the brisa means that a woman can't shave with a razor. That's not what it means. The brisa didn't say what it means. All the brisa said is a woman's beard is a beard. It didn't say for what halachas. We assumed that it means a woman's beard is a beard completely, even for ashkasa. The tabayah, that can't happen. Now, Abaya comes up with a new reason that women are apartheid from ashkasa. We brought a hekish. Abaya is going to bring Xer Shava. So Abaya is going to bring Xer Shava. Now, the Rishonim ask, why does Abaya need Xer Shava? We had a Hekish. So the Taisus of Rush learns that Abaya didn't hold of that Hekish for whatever reason, and therefore he brings Xer Shava, another source of why women aren't Chayv and Ashkasa Sakin. Now, then afterwards, he has to go back and deal with the Braisa. Again, Abaya is first saying, I can prove to you that our Mishnah is right. Then we'll deal with the Braisa. Now, what's the source of our Mishnah? He brings a different source than the Gemara brought before. The Gemara before learned it out of a Hekish. Abaya learns it out of a Xer Shava. What's his Xer Shava? The Yalav Paspas Bnei Aaron. Ma'ala Ha'on Nashim Peturis, Avkan Nashim Peturis. Okay. The Torah writes, Emar Al Kahanim Bnei Aaron. Menefesh Le'itam Abamav. But the word Bnei Aaron, we learn Avaloi Bnei Aaron. In Parshas Emor, I don't think the side of the Gemara is going to help you here. I don't think they bring all the psukim.
Where's the bone?
In Parshas Emor, it says, Emor al-Kahanim bnei Aaron, l'mar ta'leim l'nefesh l'itam abamav. Then it lists the seven relatives that a kohen can be matama to. And it says, Yikruhu karcha bereshem, ufatskonam lo yigalechu, ubevsarim lo yisutu tu seretes. So now, that is written four psukim after it says, Bnei Aaron. And Bnei Aaron told us, v'loi b'nei Aaron. So we have a pasuk that says that benois Aaron are not chayev v'lois akifu, because it says in the same parsha where it said bnei Aaron, it also said that the kohanim shouldn't cut off their beard with a razor, and it says they're bnei Aaron, and it says v'lois benois Aaron. So we're assuming the v'lois benois Aaron is not only going on tumah, but it's also going on the iser of benois Aaron to shave with a razor. Now, this only says it about benois Aaron. That doesn't mean benois Yisrael can do it. Maybe benois Aaron are different. So we have a gzeirah of a says pass here by benois Aaron, by bnei Aaron, and it says pass by yidden layikuchu karka. It says there in parashas Kisetze. It says. I think it's in Parshas Kisetze. Sorry, where's it? Ray, Parshas Ray. Is this a new test? It's a condition? Maybe it's a condition. Thank you. It says, "Letakivu pas reichem lesaschus es pas de kanacha." So we have Xer Shava, pass from Aaron, Bnei's Aaron. Just like by Bnei's Aaron, the Torah excluded women by pass, because it said Bnei Aaron below Bnei's Aaron. And the assumption is it's not going only on Tumah, it's also going on the Isser Payas, and also going on the Isser Beard. So the same thing over here, the Isser Payas, the Isser Beard, is only by men, not by women. That's a biased source that women are butter. He's just bringing a different source. Instead of making a heckish, he says, we learn it out straight from Xerah Shava. By the Kehanas, by the daughters of Kehanim, the Torah said it. Bnei Aaron, v'loi bnei Aaron. And then the Torah read a whole parsha there. And we're assuming that it's going all the way, not only on Tumah, but also going what it says after Tumah. So just like over there, the Torah excluded women, so also by Yisraelim, the Torah excluded women.
Where's the
Yisraelim?
What's the
Xerah Shava? It says, the word pass.
So just like
Dr. Rashi, Dr. Gemara, again. Dr. Abaya, where is it? Amar Abaya, where is he? That's Chasalem on his armor. The Yaluf pass passim de Aaron. Malaham Dashim Paturis, Avkan Dashim Paturis. Now he hasn't dealt with the Brisa. He's not going to deal with the Brisa until later. He just brought a new source. So far, that's all he did. Did not address the question at hand that the Brisa says a woman's beard is a beard. Rashi. So Rashi. Pas. Ksibbi Yisrael pas the kanecha. Uksibbi kahanim pas kanam lo yigalechu. Because how could I think we now think that he ksib emar al kahanim b'nei Aaron v'loi b'nei Aaron akulim bilsid ksib ahu in yonakoi. We now think that b'nei Aaron is excluded from all the things mentioned in that parsha. And what is Patsukanam Leigalechu? Nishti Kromine, it's right. Frank the Gemara, yes.
We're talking about now rounding off the payas?
Yes, and shaving hair with a beard. Both. They're both in the same plastic. Leigalechu Karcha Bereshem, Patsukanam Leigalechu. It doesn't say payas there, it just says beard, I'm sorry.
But it is both?
No, but we're talking about beard now. Yeah, I think it's beard. I think it's talking about payas there. Paskanam
Leigalechu. This whole statement of Omar Abayi is coming as an introduction to answer this question?
Correct. That's what the Rishonim are bothered with. Like, that wasn't what we were talking about. We had a source. Our problem was the prices, so why is Abayi going off? So the Rishonim says Abayi didn't hold of that source, so he says his own source.
Why is the source of question? It's not the source.
It wasn't. I agree with you. Yeah. That's what the Rish Chayim are asking. Yeah. That's the Rish Chayim are asking. You're right. You're asking the question. What?
The way he introduces the statement of advice, Gemara answers that the Brisa does not contradict the Mishnah.
Well, we haven't gotten to the end of the answer. Now, the Gemara gets off on the tangent. And the question is as follows. The Gemara just made an assumption. The assumption is that B'nai Aaron V'loi B'nai Sa'aron is not limited to Tumah. See, because when I learned the Chumash, and I learned these Pesukim, if you would have asked me, I would have said, B'nai Aaron V'loi B'nai Sa'aron is only on the Tumah part, which is what it directly is saying. Emrakana B'nai Aaron L'nefesh L'yitam Abahamav, and it lists the seven relatives, and then the Torah writes new halachas. I wouldn't have said the B'nai Zaron is going on everything. That's, again, Yitzchak Margaret would have learned the Pasuk that way. Comes along Abai and says Yitzchak Margaret is wrong, which is fine. It's 100% Abai is right and I'm wrong. The Gemara wants to know, if that is true, what do I need it for? Meaning, what bothers the Gemara is, let's read it inside. Correct the Gemara. The E. Svirlan. The key cost of B'nai Aaron Akula and Yonaksev. Lishti Kromine. Let the Pasik not mention these Lavim by Kahanim. Because the Taisi Bekava Chaymer. And I would say, meaning like this. Let's step back. Meaning, why would I need the Xerah Shava? If it's true, that women are putter from Pas, learned out from B'nai Aaron, V'loi B'nai Zaron. So I would make a Kavah Chaymer. If Kehanim's daughters aren't Chayiv in cutting their payas off, right? Pas Kanab Le'galechu means the beard. For sure, a B'nai Bas Yisrael wouldn't be Chayiv. Who's more strict? Kehanim's families or Yisraelim's families? Kehanim's families. And the Torah said, B'nai Aaron, V'loi B'nai Zaron. So I don't need Xerah Shava. Again, if you're telling me that B'nai Aaron V'loi B'nai Sa'aron is going to potter women from the lav of Paskonam Lo'yigalechu, right? So then I automatically should know Bas Yisroel is potter without Xerah Shava. I don't need Xerah Shava. Because why would I need Xerah Shava if it's logic? If a Kayan's daughter is putter from the lav, for sure Yisrael's daughter is putter from the lav. She's much less high in the mitzvahs than a Kayan's daughter is. Frek the Gemara. What?
The name Shava comes from Sinai.
I don't need it. Again, Torah doesn't write Xerah Shava for no reason. If I know it logically, I don't need Xerah Shava. That's the Gemara's assumption. Frek the Gemara. The East Mirlon, the Chikas of Ne'er and Akul and Yonaksev, Nishti Kromine, why doesn't the Torah leave the Xerah Shava out? The Taysa Makabo Chaymer. Ano Amina, Ma Kahanim, Shuvi Bakos of Mitzis Yisaris, when they are Meloi Benai Zaren, Malach by Kahanim, where they have more Mitzis, the Torah excluded women, Yisrael or Koshke? So, that's the Kasha. Like, if you're right, if Benai Aaron is going on the whole thing, so what do I need Xerah Shava for? Zuck to Gemara, Elav Xerah Shava, Havamina Hefstaginion. If not an Xerah Shava, I would have said B'nai Aaron, B'nai B'nai Sa'aron is not going on that far. It's only going on Tumah. But because it's Xerah Shava, so obviously the Torah wants to learn halachas out from this, must be that there must be a halacha here that we're learning out. If not, why did the Torah give us Xerah Shava? That teaches me that B'nai Aaron, B'nai B'nai Sa'aron is going even on this. So let me explain this. If there wouldn't be a Xerah Shava, I would learn like Yitzchak Margaret learned. B'nai Aaron V'loi B'nai Sa'aron is only for Tumah. End of story. And I would have walked away saying that B'nai Sa'aron are chayiv on shaving with a razor, their beard. So why did the Torah write a Xerah Shava? To pass on halacha. What halacha are we passing on? Must be there's halacha here that we're passing on. What halacha are we passing on? Must be that loch of an Aaron V'loi B'nai Sa'aron that excludes ladies. Meaning the Xerah Shava teaches me shot in the Pasuk in Emor. I would have never known shot in the Pasuk in Emor. I would have learned Parshas Emor, women are excluded only from Tumah. Comes along the Xerah Shava says, there's a halacha that you have to pass across. What is that halacha? So I go back to Parshas Emor and try to figure out what halacha is there. I say, B'nai Aaron V'loi B'nai Sa'aron. So I need the Xerah Shava, because if not, I wouldn't know Pshat in the Pasuk. That's the way the Torah taught me how to learn Parshas Emor. by writing the Gzeres Shavah, the Torah is teaching me, go back to Parshas Emor and figure out Riyom Shav. That's how the Gemara is answering.
But even though Torah is writing it in Parshas Emor.
Correct.
But meaning it's written in Emor, but it's not to teach you anything about Kohan except that's what...
We wouldn't know how to read Parshas Emor. Some people would make the mistake that Yitzchak Margaret makes. That B'nai Aharon V'loi B'nai Zaharon is only about Tumah. And we would go away not knowing Pshat in the Pasuk.
We would say that even...
The B'nai Zaharon are chayiv in cutting off a beard. By writing the Gzeres Shavah, that means the Torah is trying to tell me there's a halacha you have to learn out here. I don't see a halacha to learn out. So the Gzeres Shavah is teaching me Pshat in the Parshas Emor, yes.
What is the pasuk telling me the coin zahar extra than the Yisrael zahar? Is those sakifu and karka the same thing?
Same thing.
Why do we have to tell?
A great question. It won't be a question in a minute, but it's a great question. You're right. You have a great question.
Is that extra allowed for kohanim to get two?
Maybe. If it's this, meaning, is there any difference between a Jewish man, male, a man, male, cutting off their pants or cutting off their beard with a razor? The Torah wrote a lav in Kedashim, the Torah wrote a lav in Emor. Meaning, he's asking, why write it in Emor if it's already written in Kedashim for everybody? That's his question.
I thought we're saying it for teaching women.
Again, now that we know that, but that means there's no real difference in the man, only a difference because of Ne'ar and Lebanon's Har.
Okay.
We're not finished yet, but that's at this point, that would be a good answer. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, we need to call me name Xavier Shabbat, the past apostle, moved in Rashi, Israelius. Meals. The tasty Paturim, the Kabachim, the Kahanis. The Stick of Indian. The Lekoi, B'nai Aaron. Meaning the Torah made a stop. Lo yitama. End of tuma. That's it. Maybe it doesn't go further than that pasuk. Zog the Gemara, that's not a good answer. Because there's other things we learn out in the Gzeres Shavah. Your whole answer is predicated that this was the reason of the Gzeres Shavah. If that's your answer, the Gzeres Shavah teaches us other halachas. And therefore, again, how do I know Pshat in the Pasuk in Emor? Your answer was that the Gzeres Shavah was necessary to teach me Pshat in Emor. Not true. The Gzeres Shavah is necessary for other halachas. And if you would make the mistake in Parshas Emor, you should make the mistake now. Because the Gzeres Shavah won't tell me any difference. Because your whole thing is, what do I need Gzeres Shavah? I need Gzeres Shavah for other halachas. Your whole answer was, I wouldn't know Pshat in Emor unless I had Gzeres Shavah. Because why do I need Gzeres Shavah? I'll tell you why I need Gzeres Shavah for other things. Back to Gemara, Elav Gzeres Shavah, Yimishim Gzeres Shavah. If that's your source, we buy a little Gdatanya. I use it for other things. Now look as it follows. The Torah says, "Paskana Moi Galichu." In Gdoshim, the Torah said, "Litzashches es Pas Zekanecha." That means one place the Torah says Galichu. Yigalechu can mean with a scissor. That's also to cut your beard with a scissor. Tachris means destroying. That could mean you can't use a plane to cut to. Shabbat teaches me that to be Ayurveda Yisrael, you need both. A kind of giluach that has ashkasa. A normal way of shaving that destroys the hair. And that is a razor. Giluach itself would ask for a scissor. Hashchatz itself would ask for a plane. Putting the two together says, you need it to be normal way of cutting a beard, a plane is not normal. And at the same time, it has to be very close, hashchatz. Therefore, the Gzeres Shavah puts them together. By Kahanim, it says the word Le'igalechu. By Yisrael, it says the word Le'tashchus. The Gzeres Shavah says, put them together. Let's read it inside. Netanya, Lo Yigalechu, Yochu Gilchu B'Misparayim Yechayev. I would think that if you shave it with a, but you cut it with a scissor, you're chayev. Tavolimili sashchus. Yochel lochtem b'malakas b'hitni yechayev. You use a tweezer or a plane, you should be chayev because it gets the hair off. Tavolimili galechu. Okay, tzad kiluach yeshba hashchasa. Habiyayim is hatar. So I need the gzeirah shava. If you're telling me the only reason I know pshat in the pasuk is because gzeirah shava, it's not why do I need gzeirah shava. I need gzeirah shava for other things. So back to the kasha. How do I know b'nei Aaron, b'nei Aaron is going all the way down to there? What?
I don't know if that's tweezers, not a razor.
The luck is a tweezer. Every hit is a plane. Plane is something you use for wood, not for cutting hair.
So what is razor?
Razor is a way of shaving clothes. Hitney is not a normal way to shave. Don't ask me why people don't shave with a plane. I have no idea.
So the issue of using a razor is under loy galecho or kashris or
both. It's the only item that's both together. It's a normal way of shaving that does hashchasa. Meaning, you have things that are giluach, you have things that are hashchasa. There's only one that's both. That's a razor.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, doctor.
I would point out that a razor and a plane, both of them, you have a sharp edge which is sliding along and touching the surface of that is to be planed and moving anything which rises above it.
Again,
that's how it was understood.
Yeah, but obviously the Gemara says it's not derech geluach, so I don't know why. Again, I'm not the big pisik in shaving, yes.
But, yeah, I mean, a plane, by and large, as you said,
again, the Gemara is saying it's not a normal way of geluach. I'm not going to argue with the Gemara, and that's what we were just saying. Look, Rashi. I'm just going to finish the next line. And for the Gemara, M.K. Nichtav Kro Eshes the Kanecha. My Pasuk Kanecha, Shmami no Tarti. Meaning, if that's all the Pasuk were telling me, it could have said, Leishashchis Es Shibakas Kanecha. Leishakivu Pasra Shchem, Leishashchis Es Shibakas Kanecha. Why did the Tzai write the word Pas? For Xavier Shav, I don't need exact words. For Xavier Shav, I could have learned it out from Zuckin to Zuckin, without the word pas. By writing pas, the Torah wants to say something that you wouldn't have thought of, an extra thing. And that is, v'loi b'nai Aaron. We will redo this again tomorrow, Merch Hashem. We will continue. I will be on the phone in Merch Hashem tomorrow at 6 o'clock.